pop out of the fields to come. None of them had smiles on their faces. And I think of Awana. When our kids show up for Awana, they run in with all this energy. I don't know how they still have it after a day of school. They have smiles on their faces. And they know it's the hope of Jesus that they have. And one thing the Lord just showed me and reminded me is that how we need to continue praying for them and just praying that there's revival for them. That if we can reach the children on the reservation, they can reach their community. And just praying that they would be able to see that. And Lord willing, to be able to go back and just be a part of it.
Hello, everybody. One of the fun parts that one of the, like, funnest part time I had was when we went out and played football with the community. And just one of the things I learned is that even though in South Dakota, they live completely different than we do. And the verse that we helped is Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them.
Playing football with the community because it was just really fun to get to know some of the kids there and play with the players and just when everyone got there they were just not really smiling but at the end everyone was smiling. Oh yeah, and I also enjoyed playing.
For the first 2 days.
Good morning. I want to start off by saying thank you so much to our church family for the support, both financial and prayer support, that you provided to us as a group as we went on this mission outreach. Much appreciated. We had a great week, and the thing I probably enjoy the most is that the nail removal team, and Linda is one of the people from the Calvary Baptist Church in Yankton, and her and I kind of teamed up and recruited the kids, and they had such positive attitudes, and we pulled a lot of nails, and I brought some props here. This is how most of the nails looked. They're about 3-inch nails, okay, but there was one nail that really, I said, we've got to save that nail because that really represents the team effort that it took for us to get all those nails out through a variety of different tools. And this is that nail. Do you see how it's got kind of a spiral in it? And I'm not kidding, it took four of us using a variety of tools to get that nail out, but we persevered.
Productive team with the right skills and the right attitudes
literally the clouds, the dark, stormy clouds, were all around us. And God protected us. If the storm and the wind would have hit us, then we were down to just the outside walls on that second floor. And if the wind would have come up, and the other thing is, one other thing that Rob told us about is the current site, they have a lease that was signed for 25 years. And the person that now owns it has
we chat about our mutual enjoyment of Lord of the Rings and similar topics, but eventually we got out. Very quiet and
every little way. And I never got to serve the Lakota people. Helping that ministry to continue, relocate in a place that's much more central. And, so I would ask you to be praying for the ministry of Oyaku Eastern and Rob and Kathy. Rob told us that his plan for his life was just to burn himself out. Kathy was diagnosed with brain cancer 10 years ago. He didn't think that she was going to live. But God miraculously has allowed her to live these 10 years. The cancer isn't growing for whatever reason. And they get up every morning and think, well, another day. God is giving us another day. And we want to spend it for the Lord. That attitude blessed me so much. And I think it did every person. Would you bow your heads with me and just give God thanks before we sing and share communion today? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the team that went. And we think of the opportunities that you give each of us to serve one another and to be witnesses for you. Just think of all the people around us that we often don't even know who want to see you, who want to know you. And God, you put us in their lives. So that they can. We give you thanks. We thank you for the safety that you gave to us this week. We thank you for the weather. We thank you for the safe travel back and forth. We thank you for each person who is there. All the way from the oldest of us down to Jack and Janet. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. And as we share this symbolic meal together, a meal that symbolizes the great feast that we will enjoy with the Lord when he comes, don't forget that we are celebrating this meal and sharing this meal, not just with those in this sanctuary, but people all over the world who are fellowshipping together with us in the Lord's Supper until he comes. People on the Lakota Reservation, people in India, people in Haiti, people in Russia who love the Lord are sharing the Lord's Supper today because we look forward to his coming and someday sharing this supper with the one who made it all possible, our Lord Jesus, in person. As we do so, I would ask you to come down the center aisle and go one way or the other. We will serve you the bread and the cup. If you cannot or don't wish to get out of your seat, Doug will be going around with service for you where you sit, unless you're in the balcony. So you can choose one of those two options. But please come and let us serve you so that we can share the Lord's Supper together.